From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A video has emerged that purports to show militants of the Islamic State terrorist group beheading 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya. The video, released late Sunday, shows several men in orange jumpsuits being led along a beach, each accompanied by a militant. The men are made to kneel. One militant addresses the camera in English, and then the men are beheaded. Danish police today shot and killed a man suspected in the slayings of two people in Copenhagen. Authorities said the Denmark-born 22-year-old alleged gunman was fatally shot after he opened fire on officers near a train station. Officials say no evidence suggests other gunmen were involved in the shootings. Israel says the Danish attacks are a wake-up call for Jewish people in Europe. Robert Berger reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for massive Jewish immigration to Israel in the wake of the shooting at a synagogue in Copenhagen that left a 37-year-old Jewish security guard dead. Speaking at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Mr. Netanyahu said Jews deserve to live in security in every country, but he questioned whether Europe could provide it. Addressing the Jews of Europe as our brothers and sisters, he said, Israel is your home. Robert Berger for VOA News. Jerusalem.
A female suicide bomber in Nigeria killed at least 10 people and wounded 30 when she blew herself up at a crowded bus station. The explosion occurred in the city of Damaturu in Yobe State. The witnesses say the girl managed to elude security and then set off the blast. This is VOA News. Pro-Russian separatists blocked European monitors from reaching the town of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine today. Ertugul Apakan is the head of the monitoring mission.
We made an attempt to send our monitors to Debaltseve. However, our patrol has been refused access by the so-called DPR.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said a truce that began at midnight local time mostly quieted the shelling in eastern Ukraine, but shooting continued in Debaltseve. The rebels have claimed that the ceasefire does not apply to that town, where the separatists tried to surround Ukrainian forces in the hours leading up to the truce. The Ukrainian military says separatists shelled Ukrainian forces 10 times in the hours after the start of the truce, but that overall eastern Ukraine is showing signs of stabilization. The United Nations Security Council is convening today to consider a resolution that would urge Houthi rebels to relinquish power in Yemen. UN-led peace talks have failed to resolve a political crisis sparked last month by the Houthi overthrow of President Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi and his cabinet. Diplomats say the resolution does not call for the evoking of the Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which would allow military enforcement of the resolution. A day after the U.S. announced it was loosening restrictions on Cuban imports, two U.S. senators began a 4-day trade mission to the island nation. Democratic Senators Claire McCaskill from Missouri and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota went to Cuba on Saturday to explore new opportunities opening up there. Here is Senator McCaskill.
I come from a very big agricultural state. We would love to sell the Cuban people more rice. We would love to sell them more chicken and more beans and more corn. So hopefully this trip will also help my farmers at home.
The U.S. announced Friday it was allowing small private Cuban businesses to sell goods and services to the U.S., except for food and agricultural products, alcohol, tobacco, and some textiles. Italy has closed its embassy in Libya and has ordered its staff to return home amid violence in that country. The Italian diplomatic corps was one of the last European missions remaining in Libya. Chaos prevails in the country where rival governments and multiple militias are locked in a power struggle. A spokesman says South Sudan's government plans to send a proposal to Parliament on Tuesday for a constitutional amendment to extend President Salva Kiir's term in office. The move comes after the cabinet called off elections scheduled for June. The vote is now expected sometime in 2017. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.